USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Biden and Obama threw the workers of the Delphi Corporation to the wolves.
President Trump had his first of three rallies. The president speaking in Lansing, Michigan. The president continues.
Anybody from Delphi here? Because somebody, if you're here, you got to like Trump, because we're working on getting their pensions taken care of, because they were taken advantage of. You know about that. I signed an order to restore the pensions and health care benefits promised to workers in Wisconsin, Ohio, and Michigan.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Warm Springs, Georgia, saying he will be a president that represents all the people.
President who is not in it for himself, but for others. A president who doesn't divide us, but unites us. A president who appeals not to the worst in us, but to the best.
Biden currently in Atlanta. USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is planning to spend around $15 million to help Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeat President Trump in Texas and Ohio during the final week of the campaign. The president won both states in 2016, and holding on to both states is crucial to his reelection prospects. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke tells MSNBC, though, he believes Texas could go blue.
In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by black voters and Latino voters and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones that we're turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. So this is Biden's state to lose, and we are doing our part here in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well.
Just a week ahead of Election Day, American voters have already cast a record-breaking 65 million early votes. That's nearly 47% of the total votes counted in 2016. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling attention to racial bias in death penalty trials. Newsom filed a brief in a case of Dante Lamont McDaniel, who was sentenced to death in 2009 for the murder of two people. In the brief filed on Monday with the state Supreme Court, lawyers on behalf of the governor argue not requiring juries to agree on aggravating factors increase racial discrimination in death penalty cases. They claim that studies have shown the percentage of black people excluded from juries in death penalty cases was double to triple that of whites. Major League Baseball is looking at some major financial issues. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred gave a grim look at the league's books, saying the coronavirus pandemic has put the league more than $8 billion in debt. In an interview Monday with Sportico, Manfred said the 30 major league clubs are expected to compile nearly $3 billion in operational losses this season. He said there are many questions entering the 2021 season, with uncertainty over whether or not teams will be able to welcome fans back into their stadiums, which cost clubs a majority of their revenue this season. Questions also surround the Toronto Blue Jays, and whether they'll be able to play any of their season at their home stadium with current travel restrictions between the U.S. and Canada. Manfred also cited sacrifices from the players' union as one of the forces that allowed the shortened season to be played.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.